Shalom to all. Today's officer Sean Bikurim Tavchav Dalada. We are starting about the eighth line with the words Tirgam Yaakov Ish Kfar Nuvaraya and Hamilton Torah Sadavitz on Yud Aleph Amud Beis about three quarters of the way through the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now the Gemara was in the middle of talking about people who buy their way into leadership, into being appointed as Rosh Yeshiva or the Rav or the leader. And now obviously that's not a good thing. And so the Gemara now tells us Tirgam Yaakov Ish Kfar Nuvaraya. Yaakov Ish Kfar Nuvaraya. He explained this pasuk as follows. The pasuk tells us, "Hi, whoa, Imer Laetz Hakitza to the one who tells a piece of wood to wake up, Uri la Evan Dumam, to an Evan that just sits there and does nothing, Uri, that it should also arise. Who Yaira, can it teach? Obviously not. A piece of wood and stone aren't able to teach anything." And this is referring to somebody who's a leader or Rosh Hashiva or Rav and doesn't know anything. And this means to tell us, Yedea Hu Yaira, does he know how to paskin? Does he know how to teach and guide? The pasuk continues saying, Hinei Hu Tafu Zel V'chasef, behold, it's coated with gold and silver. And what's this referring to? Lo V'chasfaya Ismani, wasn't this person appointed through money? He paid his way into it and doesn't really deserve the possession. The pasuk now continues, there's no breath in it at all, and this is telling us that this leader, this teacher, this rav hasn't become smart or wise at all. He hasn't learned anything. And Yaakov Ish Kfar Nuvaraya continues saying, so you're going to say, so who do you want to appoint as a rav or as a leader? And in regards to that, we have another pasuk that tells us, and Hashem is holy heichal, and this is referring to a Talmud Chacham in the heichal of the Beis Medrash, and who's a great example of this nowadays? This would be someone like Rav Yitzchak Bar Lazar in the Shul of Madarta in Kesarin, he would be a person that would fit this bill. The Gemara now moves on to something different. Rav Mishal or Rav Simon, Rav Miyas Rav Simon, Shemata Sheman Zakenim Chutz La'aretz. Have you heard about appointing Zakenim Chutz La'aretz? There's not really a continuation of appointing people as leaders or as Rabbanim. It's really talking about smicha. This is a unique smicha that they had only back in the day. It's not like our smicha nowadays. And the question is, could we give someone smicha in Chutz La'aretz? So Amar Levi told him, Shemata Sheman Zakenim Zakenim Chutz La'aretz. I heard that no giving smicha in Chutz La'aretz. Amar Levi, Rav Levi says, isn't this a full pasuk? The pasuk tells us, Ben Adam Beis Yisrael Yoshvin Al Admasam. And what do we learn from here? Hakol Yeshiva Shelcha Lo Yehei El Al Admascha. Your yeshiva, your settling, meaning you're being officially appointed with smicha, can only be on your land in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. However, Rabbanan de Kesaren Amrin, the Rabbanan Kesaren say, Meman is a Kenim Chutz La'aretz. We could give smicha to the Kenim Chutz La'aretz Al Menas Lachzor on condition they come back to Eretz Yisrael. And now we have a bunch of stories about this. Or Yitzchak Bar Nachman Hav Ba'aza, he was in Aza Umune Al Menas Lachzor, and they gave him smicha on condition that he comes back. And Rav Zmina Hav Betzar, Rav Zmina was in Tzar, and Umune Al Menas Lachzor, they gave him smicha on condition that he comes back. And over Rav Yoina Hav Piska, Rav Yoina was in a place called Piska, V'loy Kabal Le'Mismane, he did not accept the smicha that they wanted to give him, because Omar, he explained, Ad Zman De Mismane Rebbe, I'm only going to do that once my Rebbe gets smicha. And Umina Rebbe, they gave his Rebbe smicha, so then he accepted the smicha. And Rav Chama tells us, Yehuda Ben Titus Hav Baraymi, Yehuda Ben Titus was in Rome, Umune Al Menas Diachzor, and they gave him smicha on condition that he comes back to Eretz Yisrael. And Shimon Bar Va Have a Damascus, that's a proper girsa. Shim Barva was in Damascus, and Vismanu de Kikin Mine, they gave people that were even less chashiv than him smicha, Vuhula Ismani, but they didn't give him smicha. Now, besides the fact that this is just another example of somebody who got smicha outside Eretz Yisrael, we also see from here that Shim Barva didn't have such good mazel. There were people that were less chashiv than him that got smicha, and he didn't get. And now we're going to continue seeing how Shim Barva didn't necessarily have the best mazel. Shim Barva have a bucket of Margulisa, Bechol Mila. Shim Barva was a great expert in pearls, and this is technically a very profitable skill to have, v'loy havalei eagle mechle, and he didn't even have any bread to eat. Bavar Bichon Karya Loy Bichon said the following pasuk about him, v'gam loy l'chamim lechem, and not to the wise, bread. Which means just because a person's smart and wise and maybe even has a great skill, that doesn't mean he's going to have money to put food on his table. Now, Amar Bichon also said, kol mi she'enei makar ma'isav shel Avram, anyone that doesn't recognize the deeds of Avram Avinu, meaning he doesn't understand what great chesed Avram Avinu did, yakar ma'isav v'isav shel zeh, he should get to know the forefathers of Shem Barva, and they were great gamli chasadim and did great acts. Another story about the Shem Barva. Shem Barva, Havakar Maskom. Shem Barva later on came up to Eretz Yisrael. And why is that? Because Vishalachle Ravo Chad Igra, Rabavo sent him a letter, Vyavmin Sifte Begava, and he put one of his white hairs inside the letter. And the reason why he put a white hair of his in the letter is to say, Begin Elaine Safta, because you're old, meaning because you, Shem Barva, are old, Kumas Halech Eretz Yisrael, come up to Eretz Yisrael so that you can get smicha. And after this, Rabavo commented, Mi Gala offer Meinech Rabbi Yechanon, who's going to take the dirt off of your eyes, Rabbi Yechanon? Rabbi Yechanon already passed away, and this is just an expression meaning Rabbi Yechanon, if you only would be alive to see this interesting thing, Avo Regluse Ismani, Shimon de Mafaryo Lo Ismani. Avo, referring to himself, he got smicha, and Shimon, he didn't get smicha. According to some, Rabbi Avo is calling himself Regluse, which is like a lashon of dirt, because dirt is by a person's feet, and he's calling Shimon Mafraya, which is lashon of grandeur or greatness, and he's basically expressing that look at me, Rabbi Avo, a small person, I got smicha, and Shimon, who's much greater than me, he still hasn't gotten smicha. And So once again, we see from all these stories, Hashem Barva didn't necessarily have the best of mazel. Moving on to Halacha Dalet, the Mishnah continues discussing the whole Bikurim procession. Hachal Maka Lefneim, Achein Magin LaHarabayas. The flute would be playing in front of all these people bring their Bikurim until they got to Harabayas. Yigu LaHarabayas, once they got to Harabayas, Afilu Agrippas HaMelech, even Agrippas HaMelech, who's very chashuv, Noitel Asal Ksefai, he would have to take the basket and put it on his own shoulders, because from here, a Shliach's not allowed to do it. It has to be the person themselves. Benichnas, and he would go in, Achu Magil Azara, till he gets to the Azara. And then once they reach there, Chavdal Rambez on top, Vidibra Alabim Bashir, the Levim started singing Shir, Arimim Chashem Kidilusani, Veloisi Machtoi Vaili. Now, Hagaislas Shagabe Salim, the young birds that were on the basket, Hayu Ailois, those were brought as Karbanus Aila, and Umashabi Adam, what they were holding in their hands, Nasal Kahanim, that was just given to the Kahanim. Adenu Asal Ksefai, the basket was still on his shoulder, Kaire Megati Ayom Hashem Lakecha, he would read the Parsha of Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim, as we've been discussing this whole Masechta. It starts from Megati Ayom Hashem Lakecha, Ad Shugamer Kal Parsha, until he finishes the entire Parsha of Mikra Bikurim. Now Rabbi Huda argues and says, Ad Arami Yavid Avi, he only reads up until Arami Yavid Avi, and he Gil Arami Yavid Avi, once he reaches Arami Yavid Avi, Mayrid Asal Minik Seifai, he takes the basket of Bikurim off of his shoulders, Vechazeb Asif Saisav, and he holds it by its lip, meaning he holds it by the edge, Vekayim Meniach Chasyad Tachtov, and then the Kayim places his hand under the basket, Umenifai, and he waves it around. This is only according to Rabbi Huda, who holds that Bikurim needs Hanafa, that needs waving. The Chamim argued that it doesn't need it at all. And once this took place, Me'arami Yavid Avi, Adju Karis Kol Parsha, he now reads from Arami Yavid Avi until the end of the Parsha, Umenicha B'tzan Mizbech, and he places the basket next to the Mizbech, Vishtachva, he bows down, V'yatzan, he goes out. Now, Barishain originally, Kol Mishu Yedea Likrois, anyone who knew how to read the Parsha Bikurim, Kairi, he would read it. V'chomishain Yedea Likrois, if a person didn't know how to read, he was illiterate, Makrin Lefanov, so they would read it in front of him, meaning they would dictate it to him and he would repeat after them. But then Nimnu Malhavi, people stopped bringing Bikurim because they were embarrassed that they didn't know how to read. And therefore, Skinu the Chamram Takin, Shiu Makrin es Mishu Yadea Ves Mishu Ein Yadea, that they would just be Makra, they would dictate the Parsha Bikurim for everyone, whether or not the person knew how to read. This was just standard practice. You came to the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohen would say the Pesukim out loud and you would repeat after him. The Mishnah continues, Hashirim, wealthy people, Mavinas Bikurim, because of Shalkazu Shalzov, they would bring the Bikurim in baskets of silver and gold. And poor people would bring their Bikurim in baskets of peeled willow branches, and the poor people's Bikurim and their baskets were given to the Kehanim. That's because when you have such a simple basket, the Bikurim are what's considered Chashiv, and the basket is bottled to the Bikurim, so the Ani just gives everything to the Kehanim, as opposed to the wealthy people, they took their fancy baskets back home. Now the Gemara Bavlim, Sechas Baba Kama, adds onto this the following line, Basar Anya, Azla Ani Yusa, the poverty follows a poor person. As we say, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and here we see this, that the rich people took their gold and silver baskets back with them, and the poor people, who could only afford simple baskets, gave them away. Now the Gemara begins by addressing what the Mishnah had said, that the Levim start singing Shira right when the Bikurim bringers come into the Azara, but here we have a different Gersa. Rav Huna says, Kinem Asnisa, this is really what the Mishnah is saying, that first the Kohen would take the basket from the person's hand, and then the Levim would start singing. And the one that teaches the opposite, which is our Gersa, that they came in, they started singing, and then they gave the Bikurim over, why would that be? In order to have the two givings next to each other, the giving of the birds to the Kehanim and the giving of the Bikurim to the Kehanim, those should be next to each other, and that's why according to that Manda Amar, the Levim started singing Shira before the Bikurim were given over. The Gemara now continues, Tanur Rav Yasi teaches, Loi Hayu Naisnes HaGizal Sagabe HaSalin, they wouldn't put the birds on top of the basket, Shalai Navla Bikurim, so the Bikurim didn't get dirty from all the bird droppings, El Toyalison Chutz HaSalin, they would hang them outside the baskets. Now the Mishnah said, Karmi Gati Hayom, that when the basket's on the person's shoulder, he reads from Higati Hayom, and then he lowers it, and Tony Chad Sav Kumi Rav Zeira, a certain elderly person taught in front of Rav Zeira, he goes back to Higati Hayom. The question is, can a person say Parsha Bikurim twice? We had learned earlier in the Masechta that if a person is bringing Bikurim a second time, that he can't say the Parsha again, because Kimin Shehigid Shuveni Chazir Magid, once a person said the Parsha, he doesn't say it again. And so how is this elderly Yid telling us that he's Chazir Ligati Hayom, that he reads the Parsha again? And the answer is, Kamuna Kvar Higadati. What we explain this to mean is that the person saying that I already said Higati Hayom. In other words, when he lowers the basket from his shoulder, he just expresses, I already said the Parsha of Higati Hayom, so I don't have to say it. As if he's reminding everyone there, don't worry, I didn't miss out on anything, everything's going as planned. We're going to stop before the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.